He heard, more than saw, the dark shape that fell from above, and released an involuntary yell of fear and pain as something like needles sunk into his forehead and his scalp, the weight of something warm and soft pressing down on his head. His own voice was joined by the screech of another, a high-pitched, wailing scream that filled the room, and he stumbled forward, flailing at his head until he felt the needles withdraw and the weight suddenly lift. He turned, gasping for breath, in time to see a dark shape darting up the stairs to the bedroom, and he fumbled for the light switch in the hall. A pure black cat stood on the top step, glaring down at him, back arched, hackles raised, a quivering tail pointing straight up behind it.
"Damn cat!"
Enzo shouted at the night, both relieved and annoyed. Where in hell had it come from? He could only imagine it had slipped in unnoticed when Jane opened up earlier in the evening. An escape from the rain. But from its demeanour, it seemed to regard Enzo as the intruder. He waved his stick at it and hissed and called, but it stood staring implacably back at him as if he were mad. If he could have seen himself in his black silk dressing gown and tangle of hair, waving a walking stick around in the stairwell, shouting names at a dumb animal in the middle of the night, he might have been forced to agree. It was, perhaps, some fleeting, out-of-body image of himself that made him stop to consider his tactics. And it took him only a moment to decide on a course of action. He shut both the study and bathroom doors and opened the entrance door wide, feeling the rush of cold air from the outside. Then he began up the stairs, holding the stick in front of him. The cat watched his approach, first wary, then alarmed, but waiting until almost the last moment before turning and sprinting into the bedroom. Enzo followed it in, chasing it around the room until finally it escaped back down the stairwell, and he arrived at the top step in time to see it vanishing out into the night. He hurried down the stairs and slammed the door shut. He stood, breathing hard, leaning with his back against the door, glad that there had been no one around to witness the debacle. But there was no point, he knew, in going back to bed now. He was wide awake, with a slight headache from too much whiskey and wine and his exertions of the last few minutes. He opened the study door and turned on the light, and was struck again by the room's almost suffocating atmosphere. It seemed filled, somehow, by the personality of the man who had lived and died there, even all these years later. And he allowed himself a fleeting, fanciful moment to wonder whether the black cat had come, like the spirit of the deceased man, to draw him down into this room in the reflective, small hours of the morning. Or maybe it had been some demon sent to scare him off, death's messenger bearing a warning, a harbinger of inevitable failure.